A world-renowned hip-hop shop that specializes in vinyl records is closing its last retail outlet in Los Angeles this weekend. The original store in New York closed earlier this month. And as Corey Takahashi reports, the end of Fat Beats represents the end of an era.
Nazareth Nirza slumps over the cashier's counter at Fat Beats LA. Nirza is a hip-hop DJ who goes by the name Rhetmatic. He's worked here for the past 15 years, among other luminary DJs and producers.
The DJ's the backbone of hip-hop, and they play vinyl, you know, so we were catering to the DJs and to any hip-hop aficionados, you know, so...
So what's left in L.A. and New York City in terms of strictly vinyl hip-hop spots now?
I mean, if you're talking about hip-hop spots, nothing.
The reason vinyl matters so much in hip-hop, compared to, say, classical or country, is because vinyl in hip-hop is an instrument itself. The foundational sound of hip-hop came from DJs who dug through tons of vinyl to come up with perfect samples. The audio archaeology of crate digging lives on among the hip-hop faithful. But Nirza says a successful independent hip-hop artist today might be lucky to sell 500 vinyl units. Back in the 90s, good sales for the same artist were often 20 times higher in vinyl. Michael Buchanan, whose DJ name is House Shoes, is a closing manager for Fat Beats LA.
The MP3, it's just a computer file. It's like a Word document or a JPEG. It's really no different. You know, you're not going to be like, oh man, I remember when he emailed that file to me. Man, it was class. I still got the email he sent it to me in. No, you don't do that.
Student DJ Jamie Fisher uses real vinyl as well as technology that approximates old school scratching and mixing through time codes linked to digital files.
Like, funk is about being around the beats, next to the beats. It's not about being on beat. And a lot of times if you're doing, say you just hit the button on the computer, it'll go right on beat. So you lose the funk of DJing.
Fisher is still eager to learn from the hip-hop canon. Tonight, he's at Fat Beats on Melrose Avenue, shopping for vinyl. Grimy underground mixes pipe through the speakers of Fat Beats. Store manager Michael Buchanan lights a cigarette and tells stragglers it's closing time for the day.
Let's move.
Then, he sets upon his swan song on two spinning circles of sound. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi.
Let it shoot me down the line, let it bring me down the rise. Let it cut me down the climb, but they wanna see eye to eye.
This is NPR News.